Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter. Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we are dedicated to waste reduction efforts, big and small. Today I'm here with Carly, and she's going to tell us all about her waste-free deodorant. Hi, Carly, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell us all about you and what you do.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, currently, I'm born and raised in Edmonton. I've been back in Edmonton now for just over a year. I spent some time living in BC, but that's a whole nother story. But
fellow BCer.
Oh, you're from BC as well?
Yeah, I'm from Nanaimo originally, actually.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised in Edmonton, and then I lived 10 years in Kamloops. And then I sold my home and all my belongings and bought and converted a van and traveled across Canada in 2019. So that's kind of another clutter, like reduction, waste reduction story.
That is like a dream of mine that I will never do now that I'm married. My husband would never do that.
No, yeah. Oh, gosh. Like I did it. It was just me and my dog. And it was an incredible experience. And I mean, I'm just really grateful that I did it before the pandemic occurred. So I was able to travel through national parks and, you know, not really burdened too much by any of the closures or limitations that we've experienced, of course, over the last year.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I still have my van and I still use it for little trips that have been staying put in Edmonton for the last year to work on building my small business.
There you go. Okay, well, tell us about that.
So my company is called the Free Spirit Company, and I make hand-make and sell natural deodorant. And one of the unique features, I guess, of my company is that I have low-waste packaging. And I am currently working with a Canadian company that's working on their compostable packages. They had some available, and then they had to tweak some things, so they're not available until June or July now. They've been delayed a bit, but I'm really excited to be able to say in the near future that I will be zero waste once I have those compostable packages in my hands and can put my product in there. So while I do sell jars of my deodorant, yeah, the biggest thing is that I encourage people that you can use your own jar. I mean, most people have access to like either a baby food jar or a mason jar or a little jam jar. Like if you have your own jars at home, why not just start with what I call my refill package? And then kind of like emptying a tube of toothpaste, you just snip a corner and squeeze it straight into your jar and then just use it from there. So I've heard from many people that that's a very satisfying process to be able to completely empty the package into a jar. And yeah, and I have subscriptions available too. So on average, a package lasts people about 2 months. So without having to then worry about going out or shopping, I just ship every couple months refill packages to people. So that, yeah, it's pretty simple. And like I said, waste-free.
A little less packaging with the refill option. Excellent. Now, is there bulk refill option available for your product at this point?
That's something that I guess it was fairly new to me. I think you mentioned it to me when we first started chatting, and I've heard from a couple people, of course, the refillery style of people refilling like their laundry detergent and dish tabs and all these things. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that that was an option. So I am looking into things like that. That I can refill. And I mean, in the past, I have refilled for friends and family. But because I'm in Edmonton now and my customers are kind of all over it, it's something that I'm working on, seeing if I can just refill for people as we go, but looking at other options with more of the refill type stores.
Okay, so a possibility and working for that for the future. Yeah, I would definitely get in contact with Rosanna from EcoChick because she does sort of same thing, but it would be nice to have an Edmonton brand.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yes, I am familiar with Routine, and I know they're based in Calgary. So, of course, being from Edmonton and our friendly, mostly friendly rivalry with our sister city, Calgary, is that yeah, it's kind of, it makes me laugh a little bit that, of course, I'm Edmonton based and they're from Calgary. So,
yeah, no, it would be great to see more Edmonton stuff. Do you have lots of different scents? Like, what's in your actual deodorant itself?
At the moment, I have two scents essentially. Is that the main one that I call my original scent has got is lightly scented with lavender and tea tree, and the other one I have is just got no essential oil, because of course I understand that some people are sensitive to essential oils, or lavender specifically has been what's come up more. And then my initial thought was that, I mean, I probably will start adding more scents, but because of the style with like the package, the way it comes, if people need it and they soften it a little bit, if you are partial to a certain essential oil or scent, what I encourage people to do is to use their own essential oils if they have them. So if you're really into cedarwood or if you like eucalyptus, you can just add that into your jar first. When you squish the refill package into your jar, just give it a quick mix, maybe put it in the fridge to harden it a little bit because it'll soften with the heat of your hands. And then you have basically your own custom scent. But it is something that I'm considering and looking into. I have had people say, because I do have a number of male customers, I've had people suggest like, oh, why don't you try and get like a more manly scent? And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm like, well, what's a more manly scent? And I believe the feedback I received was like Donair or Smoke. Like, okay, well, I'm like, I don't think that's
Donair.
Yeah, Donair.
Everybody wants to smell like Donair.
Yeah, men want to smell like meat or smoke or something. So I was like, okay, I'm like, maybe I need to do a little more digging into what a manly scent is. But at the moment, like the original scent I have, both men and women use it. And I think it appeals to them because although there is a very light scent at first, when you put it on, it essentially goes away. Like you don't walk around smelling like you've bathed in essential oils. It's very subtle. And yeah, it's not something that you wear as a lingering, any kind of like, it's an effective deodorant, but it's not effective because it's masking a smell per se, right? Like you don't smell like those essential oils. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's my thought. And I think many people do feel that way as well.
Yeah. And some people are quite sensitive to scents who, like, not just the person wearing it, but the people who you're surrounded by while wearing it, right? Trying to keep that to a minimum is a kind thing to do. It's funny, like, meat. And I think manly smells, I think, like, cedar and, I don't know, I think that's funny.
Yeah, cedarwood or something like that's come to mind, so I'll look into it a little bit more and maybe survey some other men and see what they like, but yeah, it's interesting. I came across like an old pit stick of mine, and I have to be honest, like I've been making this deodorant. It started back in 2014 because I had found that I had tried a number of different natural deodorants, because I was looking to get away from aluminum and the fragrances and the different additives and stuff that's in traditional pit sticks, antiperspirants. And I found that they didn't work. So I started making mine in 2014. And the formula I've used has gradually evolved to make it a little better for temperature ranges and smell better. And just, yeah, anyway. For a long time, because I was a little bit leery about it, whether or not it would work and keep working. And so I used to carry around with me the old deodorant pit stick that I used to use kind of as like a backup. And sure enough, I came across it the other day, like tucked away in a bag somewhere. And I mean, I have to say that I've never had to use it in the years that I've been using this deodorant.
Your 7-year-old deodorant. Yeah, does deodorant expire?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I got to say, so that's what made me think of it, is that I pulled the lid off it and I had a whiff and I was like, whoa, like it was just like a punch in the face of like how strong the fragrance is in that. And I was just like, oh my gosh. But yeah, it was just like kind of an interesting little flash from the past. But yeah, I found that I've had different jobs in gyms and stuff, and common to work out at lunch, and I would work out at lunch and not shower, and I never needed to reapply the natural deodorant, and certainly never needed to cover up with any of the old style pit sticks. So
gotcha.
That's just been part of my evolution in deodorant.
What sparked your desire to use low waste or natural deodorants?
Well, the low waste came from a little bit. So like I had mentioned, is that I sold everything and I traveled in a van. And so because I have had a loyal customer base that's grown over the years, I mean, I started, I guess, selling, like I mentioned, I sold or started making it in 2014. And I believe it was about 2018 that I had started actually selling to friends and family. Jars, it seems, in Canada, and especially using like Canada Post, because of the shape of them, they're very expensive to ship. Like I think at the time it was about no less than about $12 for shipping, whereas the packages that I have now, like the flat ones, because they're considered to be like letter mail, they're about $2 to ship.
Right.
So if I'm completely honest, the initial thing was a bit, one, how can I continue to have deodorant available in the van and that I can keep and that it doesn't take. I mean, I moved from, you know, 1200 square foot into 60 square feet. So I didn't have a ton of space. So it was saving for myself. But also the cost factor was a big thing. It's like, how can I keep sending deodorant to family and friends that want refills? But if I'm on the other side of the country, you know, how can I make that possible? So kind of started like that. And to be honest, I actually started selling it at my deodorant in a powder form and just having people mix their own coconut oil in. And some people just use the powder, like with a makeup brush and applying that to their armpits. So just a dry based deodorant. And in fact, I still have some customers that prefer that way of using deodorant, which I think is really, like, it's really interesting, all these different options where I think, like, we're just so used to, like, the stick. Well, I guess there's aerosols as well, but anyway, so it started a little bit from that, and then I realized that I'm like, hey, I can just actually put my full mixture inside this package and sell it like that complete, and then nobody has to worry about having coconut oil on hand or anything. All they need is a jar.
Right. And some people have issues with coconut oil too. I know it's not one that absorbs well into skin, which I think in a deodorant is probably advantageous, but also possibly clogs pores and stuff.
And like the nice thing, well, obviously, again, I'm biased about my deodorant, but it's a very concentrated. I feel like one of my best testimonials is somebody who's been using it now for coming up 7 years, but it is very concentrated, so you don't need very much, and it doesn't leave like any kind of sticky residue like I've personally found with other like deodorant sticks can sometimes leave that like kind of sticky gross feeling. This does actually absorb fairly well into the skin. I mean, there's more than just the coconut oil in there. There is some other stuff that helps keep it a little bit softer too, and
awesome. So if somebody wanted the powdered version, that's available?
Yeah, it's not available on my website, but it is something like I'm open to requests as well. I have had people message me too and have said like, oh, I can't do lavender, but I want the tea tree oil. Can I have a mixture that has just the tea tree? Because that's not available on my website either. My website is either original scent or unscented. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, like I said, it's all handmade. So it's pretty easy for me to do little custom orders and stuff. So yeah, somebody wanted and was interested in just trying out the powder, that is definitely an option as well.
Cool. Yeah, it's nice to have that one-on-one interaction with the maker and be able to make those changes if needed.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking it popped into my head because someone had got back to me that they had bought some as a gift for their wife, and which I do think it's kind of a funny gift. I mean, I've posted a couple times. I'm like, nothing says I love you like natural deodorant. But
I don't know. I have to say that one of my favorite gifts from my husband was a bamboo toothbrush. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on the person for sure. So anyway, this guy had bought it for his wife and he kind of messaged me later on saying like, you know, I learned something interesting about my wife. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I was a little bit nervous to ask. And I'm like, well, what did you learn? And he's like, she doesn't like to touch her armpits. And I was like, I hear you, girl. Like for the first probably 2 years that I made and was using this deodorant, I used a frozen yogurt. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with, I think it was Menchie. They used to have those really colorful plastic spoons, but then you would just dump them in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to keep them. I used to keep them and I had like a drawer full of them, and then I would use them and give them to my friends' kids and stuff. And they were really nice because of how brightly colored they were. But I used to use one of those plastic spoons because it was small and a nice shape. And that's how I used to like dig my deodorant out of the jar, and I'd use the back of the spoon to apply because I didn't want to touch my armpit either. So I totally understand people that are like, okay, this is not the conventional way of putting on deodorant, and that might seem a little strange to people to touch your armpits. I'm like, I get it. Two years it took me to finally actually be like, okay, you know what? You're getting out of the shower, you're clean, you just tried off, like, just use your fingers. And so now, I mean, that's how I do it. And I find it actually, it applies better with the warmth of fingers as well. And plus you get like a little bonus armpit massage while you're putting it on, right? There's lots of your lymphatic drainage and all that stuff. It's like, it's good for you. Just get in there, give yourself a little love in the armpits, and off you go on your day.
You know, that's funny because, yeah, I use a cream deodorant and it had never occurred to me that it would be weird to use my fingers to apply it. But yeah, I guess
yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, I think nothing of it now. We kind of have
the stigma around armpits being gross.
Yeah.
but they're just skin. Yep.
Yeah.
So what was the solution? Did he?
I think actually, like, this is a very recent feedback. So I'm not sure if she has used the deodorant at all, but I think what happened is then he now has started using it, and he admitted to me, and I think it's safe to share this because I'm not sharing his name at all, but he admitted also that, you know, he's been working from home and he's been not showering as much. And I think with, like, the not washing quite the same way, he was like, I was getting a little bit stinky. And so he decided to give my deodorant a try. And he said that it worked instantly for him. And it was like, yeah, it gave him this total refresh and stuff. So I think he's using deodorant now. I'm not sure. I need to follow up with him to see if his wife is. So, and that has been an interesting thing for me, is I would say I have a lot of male customers, but most of them have come from they'll either purchase for their wives, or their wives or girlfriends have purchased for themselves and then encourage their husbands, boyfriends, the men in their life to try. So, and it's been interesting that, yeah, I've had a lot of men, I think, that are kind of surprised that how well it works for them as well.
That's funny. Yeah, I feel like proximity changes people's habits too. So maybe she is using it. Who knows?
Yeah, so it's a conversation I'll have with them. But I mean, I just like to let people know that I'm like, I hear you. Like, I understand that feels weird initially. I think it was actually one of my customers that was like, how come you're still using a spoon? And I was just like, I don't know, it was weird. And I think she was like, just dip your finger in it. Like, I was like, okay, all right, I'll give it a go. So a little shaming, it turned out, went a long way with me in this case. I was just like, okay, I can do this. You know, a little self-talk and you're like, all right, like, if this is the biggest thing that I have to tackle today, fine. Like, touching my armpits, I think I can handle that.
For all those of you out there with armpit phobia, we believe in you. You can do it.
Totally. You know, just baby steps and get on in there.
Yeah, there's always a learning curve and an adjustment period to changing the way you do things. I know, like, definitely. I use toothpaste tabs now instead of toothpaste in a tube. And chewing your toothpaste first was weird. Now it's just normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tried some of those as well because I had them in the van. I was like, I might not always easily have access to water and stuff. And yeah, any habits that we've done for a really long period of time, it does feel unusual at first to change them.
What else do you do in your life to try to reduce waste?
That is a good question. Well, I would say having sold everything and traveled and lived in a van, that was it really, like, when you have a jug of water, that really helps you pay attention to how much water you use, need/waste. So, well, it's funny, this morning I showered. This probably will sound a little bit strange to many or some people. I am now living in an apartment kind of temporarily, because my plan is to hopefully continue to travel around in my van a little bit more, because I do have great friends and as well as family in BC and throughout Alberta. And for anyone who's been up to the Yukon probably knows that it's really amazing up there, and I would like to get up there again. So my plan is to continue to be a little bit more mobile, but certain habits that I learned in traveling in my van, including, like, I used to wash my clothes by hand in just a little dry bag. You add water, soap, scrunch it up in there, and then do a little rinse, and always using biodegradable soap, and then just hanging it to dry in the van. And then, of course, at times I'd go to a laundromat, because there's certain things like bedding that's not as easy to wash by hand. But anyway, long story to say, I'm currently washing some laundry. I had a shower this morning, and so I just dumped in, like, some socks and underwear and t-shirts and whatever, that so it just collects the water at the bottom of my shower, and then I add a little bit of soap and let it soak. If it's soaking in the tub right now, and then I'll rinse it and hang it all to dry. So that's
fascinating.
One way.
I love that. I love that a lot, actually. I never thought of showering with my clothes.
Yeah, it's like, for anyone listening that thinks it's weird, well, you're right. It is kind of, but I'm like, the water's running down there anyway, and sometimes then I'll use my feet while I'm, like, and I'll squish it and whatever, and just rinsing it all out. I'm like, I'm getting clean, and so are my clothes, so it's like, why not use that water? It was, like, on a radio show I heard a long time ago too, they're saying, like, if you've forgotten to thaw your meat that you were planning to cook for dinner or something like that, and you happen to be needing to take a shower, is just to like put it in the bottom of your shower and the hot water will help thaw what you're planning on cooking. And I was like, oh yeah, like honestly, there's lots of things that can be done, I feel like, in the shower. I know many people brush their teeth in the shower too. They're like, that water is very available to to use, and you don't have to worry about if you're like drilling toothpaste anywhere, you just rinse it off.
Right? Save water and time.
Totally. Totally.
All right. One more question here before we wrap up. What kind of dog do you have?
I'm looking at him right now. He is a Border Collie Golden Retriever. He was an SPCA pup, but I did get him from when he was about 10 weeks old. And so that's what they had told me. And I mean, I very much see both in him. He's smart like a Border Collie and very focused on like chasing a ball. And we trail run a lot together. But then I also joke around and I see the Golden Retriever in him, because he's really sweet, really loving, great with kids. But he's also kind of dopey sometimes. That's the way Golden Retrievers are. Kind of not always like super smart. They're kind of goofballs. I see that in him too. So I feel very fortunate that I think I've got the best of both worlds in the mix that I have. So then his name is Murphy.
Sounds like an excellent travel companion.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great. Like all the hikes and things that we did, and he loves to swim as well. And yeah, I'd run into people when I was traveling and they'd be like, you know, are you traveling with your husband? No. Boyfriend? No. You're alone? I'm like, no, I have Murphy. So the love of a dog is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I haven't had a dog in a very long time. I have my cats, but they probably aren't very good for traveling.
Yeah, I mean, you see some unique Instagram accounts where they're like cats that have ski goggles and
that picture the other day. Yes.
Yeah, I reshared one of it. Like, there are like some cats, like, yeah, the feline blood is like, they're crazy too.
I guess it can be done
out a little bit more. Yeah. So
all right, where can people find you?
The best way to find me, I think, at the moment is if you Google the hashtag Find Your Free Spirit as just one word, and then all that comes up is my website, my Facebook, my Instagram. So my company name is The Free Spirit Company, but I think because I'm pretty new, if you Google The Free Spirit Company, it doesn't tend to come up. So Googling the hashtag Find Your Free Spirit, which is also my website, findyourfreespirit.com. So depending on what platform people use, if you just Google that, then you'll find all the spots I am on the internet.
So I know you're on Instagram because I follow you there. And you have Facebook, anything else in particular?
And then the website.
And just website. Okay.
Yeah, those three are the main things, yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Viz. It was great to chat with you.
And thank you to all our listeners, and thank you to Change Toothpaste, who sponsor us and make it free to do this podcast, because podcasting is not free, and Emily and I are just volunteers. I say just, I shouldn't say just. We are volunteers, dang it. So until next time, we can all be a little less than we were yesterday. Why can't I hear myself?
I can hear you. Hello.